Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we always are on Mondays during Eagle season. Brandon Graham's show will be coming up at 6 o'clock. Myself, Elliot Shore Parks, and BG. Then at 7, the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest, Landon Dickerson. In case you didn't hear it, Nick Sirianni said it has not yet been decided whether they will play Saquon and the starters on Sunday, so the record's still in play. Ike, I ask you this before we go back to the calls. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's been decided and he just hasn't said it yet, or do you think that there is figuring out to do? Do you think it's possible that they haven't decided internally what to do?
Yeah, I do believe it's possible.
That they haven't decided yet?
Yes.
And I would imagine in part that is because the players are a yes, maybe above Nick might be leaning toward no, maybe they're trying to figure all of that out, or...
Well, here's the thing, one thing I feel there are certainly arguments on both sides of this. And the one argument is obvious, that you want to prevent injury from happening. But to ignore the significance of the record,
right,
and the impact of what it would mean to the organization for Saquon Barkley, see, that's the thing that I get... It sort of takes me aback, because it seems like that part gets swept over and brushed over like it doesn't mean anything. And I think you guys minimize the significance of potentially holding that record.
You think I minimize it?
Well, anybody who doesn't think it, you know, people will, you guys are stupid. You don't need a record. Who cares about a record? It's 17 games, so it don't matter. So you give up a bunch of reasons why they shouldn't go for it. And those of us who want them to go for it are foolish for thinking that way.
You know what it is?
I think there's a real legitimate argument for going for the record.
I agree with you. I think this is one of those debates where I think both sides are valid. However,
yeah,
I wouldn't even consider going for it, but I understand... I do understand. I understand the magnitude of the record. And, you know, baseball is...
Okay, I hadn't heard you say that.
No. I do. I think, look, I'm a nervous guy.
I understand that.
In general.
I understand
And the fact that they don't have a bye, I think, plays into it as well. And I've been on the Saquon touches thing for weeks and weeks and weeks now. I understand the gravity of it, especially because, you know, baseball is a sport built around records like this.
Mm-hmm.
But football and basketball, not so much. There are only a few records in both of those where people look at it and go, oh, that's one of them.
Yep.
That's one of those ones.
Yep.
This is one of those ones. And I think it's even more so than quarterback records, because quarterback records have sort of been shot to
death.
They're
almost more meaningless now.
Yeah, over the last 15 years,
yes.
When you look at stats of quarterbacks from when we were growing up in the 90s, those quarterback stats don't even look like these quarterback stats. You can't even compare them.
Yep.
But the rushing one, I think two reasons. One, because it hasn't been broken in so many years. And then the other part of it, because nobody's even considered the possibility that it could be broken in so many years. So it is an enormous record. And for Saquon, I do, I, I get how big this would be for him. I absolutely do. I just can't. I can't get into a place where I'm saying that the risk is worth it. That's the only thing
sure.
it is. But I. This is one of those debates, and we debate a lot of things about every team. This is one of those where it's less about me trying to talk anybody on the other side onto my side,
yeah.
and it's more just saying this is what I would do and how I feel,
sure.
and not trying to convince you the
yeah.
other way.
No, I totally get that, and it's the sports fan in me also.
Yeah,
like I watch sports to see things I've never seen before. You know, 1984 is around the time I first started watching football and really understanding the game. I may have started in 81 or 82, but just as a casual watcher because it was on. But 83, 84, 85, those are the years where football had the greatest impression on me and made me want to be a football player. So you get these rare moments where history can happen. And we don't get to see a whole lot of history happening in the sport of football. And this is one of those cool records to have in our organization, to have our guy do it. Not to mention, this could go a long way to helping Saquon build a Hall of Fame resume.
Sure.
When you only got a short window as a running back, you have to do special things to get into the Holy Grail, to get in Canton, because it's really a longevity thing when it comes to running back. So if you're not going to have that period, and I don't know, Saquon, I don't know how many more years he got, but if he could put together four or five good years here with the Eagles with an all-time rushing record and a title to go along with it, now we're looking at Saquon Barkley as a potential Hall of Fame running back.
And I think his case gets better because of the context to how he did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because he is in a passing era. Now,
yes.
We don't know if the next 4 or 5 years, we've seen this year, teams running more than they've run in years. We don't know what the next 4 or 5 years mm-hmm. goes. And to your point about sort of accumulating stats, which is what running backs normally have to do, and I know everybody loves hating Tiki here, but when you look at Tiki's resume...
Look at Tiki's resume.
He has an amazing resume, and he's on the... Maybe he'll
gonna
get on
tough
the ballot.
To get in there.
Yeah, it'll be outside looking in.
Yeah, for a long time.
And he had
he had a longer. His window was
longer.
I think it was longer than Tiki's. I mean, Saquon's.
Well, especially because he played for good teams.
Yep.
And he didn't have those injury problems that
yep.
Saquon had. So Saquon's trying to make up for lost time
sure.
to a certain extent for the next two
I
or
agree.
3 years. So I get it. I just don't want them to do
I'm
it.
I'm trying to erase his giant career.
And just have him thought of as an Eagle.
I want him to be thought of as an Eagle.
The same way that Reggie, in a lot of places, Jack made this point that in Philly, we think of Reggie
think
as
of
an,
Reggie
Eagle,
an Eagle. Yeah.
But a lot of other people think of, the rest of the country, they think of Reggie as a Packer. And
like Andy.
Well, yeah. Well, he's basically, damn near
yeah.
raised. Nobody asked you to bring Andy up.
Sorry, man. It's like Bryce.
Kind of like Bryce.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what we want, Bryce is going to be known as a Philly and what he's done.
He's going to go in the Hall of Fame
Philly.
As a Philly.
He's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a Philly.
Yeah. Yes. I think he could I don't think he's erased the Nationals thing until he wins a World Series. For me. But yeah.
Oh, yes, you.
Yeah.
The guy was voted the number one athlete in the city.
Well, yeah. not this summer. We'll see what happens this summer.
Well, that'll be Saquon.
Saint
this summer,
Saquon. Yes.
That'll be
yeah.
Saquon this summer.
It's gonna be an interesting. It's gonna be an interesting Mount Rushmore week because Embiid's
and,
way off it
and top 11 week.
Well, hold on.
As well,
Embiid's starting to wake up.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Well, and
last, Paul George won't be on it.
No, he won't. And the last thing about.
Maxie?
Maxie
yeah. Maxie has an argument as the best player on the team right now.
Jared yeah. McCain.
And the last thing
we don't have to do that bit anymore.
What bit?
Maxie's the best player on the team.
Yeah, we don't have to do that.
Is that a bit?
Yeah, he ain't the best player on the team. Look at the team when the big guy's not there.
I don't know.
Well,
there's an argument there.
Well,
2-1-5.
This is your Kobe thing showing
no,
through.
No, I'm just saying availability does matter.
It matters.
The guy's out there every night carrying the team. You
and,
can't show up once every week.
Oh, and, carrying the team to what?
And speaking of Embiid,
where would they be without him? Go ahead.
Speaking of Embiid and comparing it yes. I know people hate when I do this, but appreciating the importance of the Saquon record, it's the reason why I cared about MVP for Embiid.
Sure, I was on that side of the track.
Because
too.
I think these things matter. They might not matter. You know, we look at the Embiid MVP now, and we're like, ah, what a joke. But in 20 years, all people are going to do is look back and see that he won MVP, and he was runner-up 2 years, and that he actually won MVP. So as history looks upon it, it will be looked at as an MVP, and yep. that matters.
Sounds like you're like, talking yourself into Saquon.
No, I'm not. I still don't want to play.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Seth and Media, you're on WIP. What's up, Seth?
Seth Jordan.
What's up, Jack and Ike?
No, it's not Seth Jordan. Oh, what's up, Seth?
How you guys doing?
Uh-oh.
Spike, yeah. Brother.
Yeah.
I do the cold plunge. I saw you hit that the other day. I don't think it's working well for you because it's supposed to make you think a little more clearly. You and Chuck from Mount Airy and every other fool that's called in today, I get the sentiment that you want to keep everybody healthy, but you must be out of your ever-loving mind to think that this game is not important, not only to Saquon, not only to the team as a whole, offense and defense, but the organization and the city and the
fans. I didn't say it wasn't important.
No, you did. When this started, you said to have him play in a game that means nothing.
Well, the game doesn't mean anything. The game does not mean anything.
Because of this, that's false. That is, you know what? I don't want to say it's false. That's your opinion. But in my opinion, you couldn't be so far from the truth. This game has significance in that we have the ability to set an all-time rushing record, right? This isn't some like throwaway record. This isn't an organization record. This is the all-time leading rusher, right? And you only have the moment that you have in front of you. The Super Bowl is not promised.
Seth, if he pulls a hamstring,
in the second round.
So you're okay. If he pulls a hamstring and Saquon Barkley can't play in the first, because this is part of it. So if he pulls a hamstring, and by the way, he's been injured three different times in his career leading up to this. He's been great this year and has not been hurt, but has significant injuries with the Giants three separate times. He's not a rookie. He's 27 years old. So he pulls a hamstring on Sunday, going for this record. And he can't play in the first two playoff games, and they lose. You're gonna say you're gonna look back in it and say this was the right decision.
Let me ask you.
Just answer my question, and then you can ask me a question. If he pulls a hamstring, and he can't play in the first two playoff games,
You know why I would do that?
You will not.
And I'll tell you, no. And you know why? You know
We'd
why?
Be a laughing
stock, because I'm not afraid.
Okay.
Everybody that's called
it's
in,
super tough.
You can't be an organization. You can't root for your team to be a championship team and a dynasty and want to be, you know, the badasses of the league and want everybody to have to run through you and then be this close to obtaining something that means so much to the whole team. And I mean, look, if it was 150 yards, okay. You know,
it's 100
I see it.
Yards.
It's 101 yards. He got 101 yards falling down.
And there's
you
six games this year where he didn't get 100 yards in the entire game, Seth. In the entire game. There's six games this year where he didn't get 100 yards in the entire game.
What did Duro Dozy see set off
the fourth
quarter?
He got 102 yards in the first quarter and the first half?
Yes, but
yeah, okay.
Seth. Okay.
The exception to the rule, then. He can do it. All I'm saying is, and look, I respect everybody's opinion because there is an argument to be made. It's just my opinion, and I think it's a damn strong one, that there is no reason that if you have the chance to get something like this, then you have an obligation to at least try. Try. If he's not getting anything for the first, say, halfway through the second quarter and he ain't getting squat and the Giants defense is being stingy, which I don't think that it will be because there's holes there to be had, then you sit him and you say, all right, fellas,
well,
we tried.
But Seth,
but
you know there's a lot of games
and
this year.
The 20-yard run and there, the 30-yard run,
Seth,
what are you going to sit him down?
Seth, there's a lot of games this year where Saquon's yards have come in the second half. So you understand that part of the running game is beating the hell out of their defensive line with our offensive line, one of whom probably won't even be playing, and that's Lane Johnson. So part of it, part of Saquon, and this was part of yesterday, was beating the hell out of the defensive line for two or three quarters just to get to a spot where he's getting yards in chunks. So if you want to sit him after a quarter and a half, that's fine. But realize that will be a lot like many of the games that have happened this year. You know, his first probably five, six rushes yesterday, he didn't get anything. So when and that's the other thing is when do you pull the plug?
When you get 101 yards.
If they're shutting him down and he's not getting anywhere, then you go ahead and you pull the plug and you sit him, and at least they tried, right? But you think. Like he's already apologized for sitting Smitty when he could have gotten a record there, right? For holding him back, and he apologized after the fact. He has
He went for the record with Smith. Oh, okay.
No, the rookie year. I'm just saying they have an ability to do that, and the Giants are not great, okay? And the last time he played the Giants, didn't he torch him?
176.
You know what I'm saying, Ike? That's what I'm talking about. I'm just saying give the kid a chance. Give him a chance. Give the team a chance. Give the organization a chance. And I said this earlier on Hugh's show, the afternoon show, was that it's not just important to the offensive line. I'm sorry, the midday. It's not just the offensive line that gets accolades for this. The defense, too, because if the defense doesn't play lights out all season long during some of these games, then the other team's defense doesn't – they get a chance to rest. Mm-hmm.
By the way, a lot of our defensive players probably won't be playing on Sunday as well. You're not going to have the same defense on Sunday either. Most likely.
You know what? Fair is fair, but I say you rally that team together, and if nothing is going to give this team, because these are professionals and these are high level guys operating right now, they know what the main goal is, they know what the big picture is, but they have something in front of them right now that they could go out and just get in two quarters and then sit the rest of the time, you would be a fool not to try and at least go for it. Just try.
All right. Thank you for the call, Seth.
I love it.
If he was 16 yards away, I wouldn't go for it.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
That's me. It doesn't matter to me that it's 101 yards, though I think it makes it a more difficult decision for sure because it's 100 yards and not 20 yards or something like that. I actually thought what was going through my head yesterday when he was still in the game down the stretch is like, okay, they're letting him get to 2,000 because he's not going to play next Sunday is what I thought. When I was watching, is like, okay, they're letting him get to 2,000 because they know he's not going to play next Sunday, but it doesn't sound like that's the case.
I mean, it may wind up being the case. I'm just saying, as a fan, oh, and by the way, what other reason would I be going to that game Sunday for? You don't waste everybody's time to go out there and watch a bunch of third and fourth stringers play. Bring your kids out to the fourth preseason game of the summer, and we're out there doing a damn pregame show, acting as if the game matters, wishing they played Saquon Barkley today so we could rush for the rushing record. What else matters this week? Saquon breaking the record is the only thing that – oh, yeah, and Jalen getting out of concussion protocol. That matters, too.
By the way, Nick mentioned that there's been no change, so he's not out of protocol yet, Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing, too. But it's completely unrelated, but another thing to have on your mind that he is not out of protocol
yet. Well, we can sit him.
Well, yeah, for sure. I'm just saying big picture, he's not out yet. So everyone who was – there were a contingent of people who were upset that he got pulled out of that game and were 9 days away from that game, and he's still not out of concussion protocol. So it was clearly the right decision to pull him out of that game.
Yeah. We're not doctors, Mike. We're fans. They hold people accountable because they react to something that
happens. Well, everyone thinks that the whole world's against us.
I'm just saying, though. Yeah,
right.
I understand.
All right, Tom in Middletown. You're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, Spike, Ike, and Jack? How are you, man?
What's up, Tom?
What's up, Tom?
Spike, I have got to disagree with you so, so heartily. You've got to be kidding me.
Just
you're
another day.
You're not going to give this guy a chance
to
break an NFL record. Hold on. And it will benefit not just him, but the offensive line, the coaching staff, the defense. I mean, it's going to benefit the whole team if he does that. Now, he could go out there. Now, anyone could get hurt. You could get hurt. Listen, if he sits out this week, he can get hurt the first play on the playoffs.
We're not doing that, Tom. We're not doing that. You at least have to concede that there is a better chance that he will be injured playing on Sunday than if he didn't play. You have to concede that. Of course he could get injured in the playoffs, but that is a necessary game for him to play in. You have to at least concede that there is more of a chance that he will get hurt playing on Sunday than if he didn't play.
He is not 200 yards away. He's not 100, he's not 300 yards away. He's 106 yards away. He can do that in the first half. You put that offensive line out there. Offensive line is hungry, baby. They want
Lane
that.
Johnson
they,
already said he wants to rest.
As much as he does.
Tom, Lane Johnson already said he wants to rest.
We can rest him. We got Tyler Steen.
Fred Johnson.
Fred Johnson. Either one. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
Come on, Spike. You're being way too conservative.
Yeah,
I'm the one who wants to go for it on fourth down all the time.
Oh, that's not that's just stupid.
Let's, let, Let's play Embiid 1 week a week.
Yeah. Embiid doesn't play back to back, Spike.
You know what I mean? Jack, come on, man.
I wish I could shut off your mind.
They didn't play preseason football. Okay, they get paid
why not?
To play 17
why didn't
weeks.
They play preseason, Tom?
Well, why?
Why because didn't they play preseason, Tom?
For the same reason, they're trying to conserve and you know not have.
Because what could happen if you played injured. In the preseason?
Okay, but guess what?
But it didn't stop AJ from getting injured in the first game of the season.
No, it didn't.
But AJ got hurt
play.
In the last game of last year. Remember that?
No, I'm saying not playing in the preseason doesn't stop you from getting injured in the first game of the season.
No, it doesn't.
Spike, you could play football and get hurt on any given play, any given game. Okay,
like a true football.
But listen, when your guy's 101 yards away from breaking a major milestone record that we could hold for our town. Mm-hmm. I mean, our team.
Gotcha. Yep.
Come on, man. You got to at least go for it.
Well, you don't have to, but we'll see.
We don't have one. I mean, do we have one as a city that is ours? I mean, I know like Will's 100 point thing.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
One what?
Like a major record.
Do we have one as a city?
Like we don't have the home run title.
No. We've
only had one. No, we got Wilt. You got the highest score. Yes.
That happens.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Like, there's no proof of that, unfortunately.
I saw the picture. The one holding up the 100.
I could hold up a picture saying 100. Doesn't mean I scored 100 points.
And who knows if that wasn't Photoshop.
Yeah. The original picture's at 86. It was photoshopped in the 60s. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Marks Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Twitter question, what team are you on heading into Sunday's game versus the Giants? Play Saquon or sit Saquon? 49% say sit Saquon, 51% say play Saquon, yet none of them call us. Half the audience wants them to sit.
Because we're tough on this day.
Yeah, right. 215-592-9494. Keith and Ben Salem, you're on WIP. What's up, Keith?
Hey, Spike, how you doing? You know, you might as well go and live with Chuck from Mount Fairy and protect.
Oh, does Chuck not want? He doesn't. Chuck doesn't want to go for it.
So, quick backstory here, and I'll go back to the caller.
This is a second Chuck reference.
Yeah. So,
we'll get to you, Keith.
So, for those that missed it, Chuck called Seth this morning in the morning show.
Yep.
Oh my God.
And said Seth didn't win anything.
Oh.
And
he said that to Seth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And he said that this is about winning the Super Bowl, not individual accomplishments. And then told Seth he didn't win anything. And then the conversation didn't really go anywhere from there.
I'm sure it didn't. I'm sure it didn't. Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's out of control, man.
Chuck.
And little does Chuck know, Seth did win a Super Bowl.
Well, and
yes.
That's what Chuck doesn't know. Seth won the Super Bowl with Denver.
And by the way, like one of the greatest linebackers in Eagles history.
Start with that, though.
That he won a Super Bowl.
He actually won a Super Bowl, yes. Let's start with that part. Forget about how great he was as a player, and he should be in the freaking Hall of Fame. By the way, shout out to EA Eric Allen being a finalist.
Yeah.
Seth should be there, too. Yeah, come on, Chuck.
Chuck.
Yeah, relax, buddy.
Yeah, I want to be clear. I am not in that specific camp with Chuck. We may agree on this one, but not on that particular thing. Sorry, Keith. Go ahead.
Let me get started back to where I was. And maybe that was a little incorrect, but so be it. Anyway, the thing is, it's football. We don't bubble wrap our players. And that's why when Chuck said it to Seth, and he said, you've never won anything, and all he wants to win, and he just tried to take the toughness out of the game. And Seth was trying to explain to him the toughness of football players. And I'm 61 years old. I grew up through the people getting their teeth knocked out of their faces. And I love football. I don't think it has to be that way. But the thing is, when you have a chance, when someone has the opportunity to do something special, and then you have someone that they can take that away from you, as in the coach, and say, we're not going to do it, that's your legacy. That is, you could have handed that down to your children, grandchildren, everybody in your life. That is part of your legacy. And to have that taken away is, I find, ridiculous. I understand. Don't put him after all games. Hit him up there for the first half, and let's see what he can do. That's where I stand.
I'm with you. I stand with you.
Stand with Keith.
I stand with Keith. By the way, Seth played in 16 games on the 98 Broncos, started one game. He has a Super Bowl ring.
There you go. Bold from Chuck, though, I have to say.
There's no way. Do we have that? Do we have that?
Yeah, I mean, I can tell Buzz where it was.
Yes, I need to hear it. I need to hear it. Yeah, man. Buzz, please. Jack will tell
I'll
you where
tell
it
you,
is.
Yeah.
All right.
Holy cow.
All right. 215.
I thought he might have yelled at the camera or something. He went at Seth.
He felt like Seth was putting words in his mouth because Chuck said, "I don't that no one cares about the record."
That's what Chuck said.
So that's what Chuck said. Okay. But what he was trying to say was, as a fan, he doesn't care. And
gotcha.
Seth took that as, no, those players care. And then
gotcha.
Chuck got back into a corner because
we need
he
to
felt
hear
like
it.
Seth was attacking
I
him.
I need to hear it.
And
I
then
need
he
to
said, you know, you didn't win anything.
I need to hear it. We'll get that audio. I need to hear it. I need to hear it. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon play on Sunday to go for the record? By the way, coming up at 4, we'll ask Donovan what he thinks. And coming up next, AJ spoke twice yesterday and sort of said two different things. So we'll play you what AJ said yesterday.
He thought about it afterwards. Yeah.
Both are WIP's fault.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You can enjoy all the Eagles playoff action this playoffs at the official sports bar of the Eagles, Chickies and Pete's, online at chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, there we go. Go marching in. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, yes, I want to be in that number.
All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show, like Spike and Fritz. We're singing that because Super Bowl's in New Orleans. It is what did I say? I said it's the WIP Afternoon Show, right? We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, Brandon Graham Show coming up here at 6, and then the Players Lounge at 7. Special guest Landon Dickerson tonight with Ike and Hugh and Elliot. So AJ spoke right after the game yesterday about going for the record. I believe he was talking to – who was he talking to again?
I think it was Garofolo, yeah.
And then he spoke in the locker room. So first, here's what he had to say about going for the record on Sunday.
The good news for Jalen and for all you guys is – you can even chill in week 18 if you want to. You think that should be the case?
For me. Rest up, heal up, and get ready to go.
So rest up, heal up, ready to go. Now, here was later on.
Saquon hit that number.
Excited for him. He was trying so hard, guys. He was trying so hard. You know, I told him to get it done, but be safe. And I'm happy for him.
Do you want to see him go for the all-time rushing record next week?
Of course. Why not? You know, I want to be a part of that. You know, so looking back on the years, I'll say, hey, that's my teammate. You know, and he did it.
It's viewed as a Saquon thing, but you just said it. Like, what do you think it would mean for the team if he were to set that record?
It'll mean a lot. You know, history purposes. You know, like I said, I like to say when I'm talking to my kids, I was a part of Saquon when he did that. You know, part of the team when he did that. So. Who knows what happens next week, so we'll see.
So right after the game, AJ was like, let's rest up, heal up. And then a little while longer, he said he wants to look back and say he was part of it. But I think in his mind, he's like, yeah, I was part of it for the first 16 games. I don't have to be part of it for the 17th game. Do you think there's a chance that the rest of the offensive starters do not play and Saquon does play?
The O-line is playing.
You think so?
Yeah.
Even Lane?
Well, I mean, if Lane sees his other four brothers out there, he's
right.
going to want to go out there and be a part of it, too. Like, because if they break the record and everybody's hugging Saquon, it's about him and those five offensive linemen.
Right.
I don't care if who's out there playing wide receiver,
okay,
blocking or whatever, or who's playing quarterback. Like, if it's Tanner McKee handing Saquon the ball, I'm fine with that as well. But that's about Saquon and those five offensive linemen.
215-592-9494.
What did OJ call it? What they call the electric company? Because they set the juice loose.
Ah.
I think his old. That
wasn't the first time that was used.
It was the first time, probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jack. Idiot. Jack is on one today. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles let Saquon Barkley play on Sunday to try to go for the record?
I knew I should have went down that road.
As soon as you said OJ, I said, here we go. LeVert on Erie Ave. You're on WIP. What's up, LeVert?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, LeVert?
All right, listen. Ike, I'm going to have to recruit you, Hugh, and Seth. Matter of fact, I'm going to deputize you guys because we're going to go down to the link and we're going to make citizens arrest if they don't let Plaquan, Weapon Plaquan, get out there and get his come Sunday.
I like this.
Yep. And then listen, long as we got Seth, we're good.
You got Seth. Yeah. I have friggin' Chuck. It's not a fair fight.
Well, and Julio. No, honest. Julio wants to go for it.
No, Julio wants to go for it, too.
Julio wants
another
to go
fraud.
For it.
The camera said, I would like him to go for it, but also, I don't want to play him. So that was a big take.
Typical the camera, yeah.
So,
I definitely think that this would be a missed opportunity for the franchise if they don't put him out there on display for all to see and remember for decades to come.
All right. Look at the amount of coverage we're going to get.
Oh, great.
When he breaks that record. I mean, when you think about next weekend, you got some of these division battles going on. I mean, either the Lions are going to be the 1 seed or the 5 seed. The Vikings are going to either be the 1 seed or the 5 seed. Either the Steelers are going to win in the North or Baltimore is going to win the North. What else we got going on? Wentz is either trying to help the Bengals get in the playoffs, and Aaron Rodgers is trying to help them get into the playoffs, right? Saquon going for that record is the biggest story in the NFL this week. Those other things, all those teams are in the playoffs. Is that that's just about seeding.
Detroit and Minnesota is pretty big, but I would
I
agree.
Have
yeah,
one seed.
Yeah, one seed.
And that's
yep.
the 8 o'clock game.
Yep, yep.
That's the last.
But during
game.
The day,
yes.
Yeah.
Saquon going for the record would be the biggest story of the weekend.
Do you think that? Let's say they're undecided. Mm-hmm. Do you think letting and hearing the how vocal fans have been this week?
They can't wait till I get off the air today.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Do you think there's any like risk of letting if you're not gonna do it, letting this debate go on for 2 or 3 days if you're the Eagles? Truthfully,
well, John Johnson appreciates it.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody that's working while we're not. Spike, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. They will appreciate
well,
it.
Well, but I mean, from an organizational standpoint, you let it go till Wednesday or Thursday,
right.
God forbid, and right. everybody's like, go for it, go for it, go for it, and then all of a sudden they announce everybody's sitting.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird – now, look, it's not going to matter in 2 weeks anyway. Nobody's mm-hmm. going to bring this up when the playoffs are here. But I do wonder if they're not going for it, if they would be better off – getting that message out sooner rather than later. Because I think people would understand it today. On Thursday, they're going to juice themselves up into not understanding it.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I guess that's there. But in the end, if they were to decide not to do it, I don't think there's going to be outrage over it.
No, I certainly don't think so today. And I do think people would understand it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's going to be more disappointment than anything.
Yes.
Because like I said, there are... As sports fans, you want to say you were around to witness certain moments. Like, that's like, we, Spike, you and I, we got to see the Bird and Magic era
mm-hmm.
in the 80s. We got to see Michael Jordan.
The greatest who ever played.
In his prime.
Yep.
Right? We got to see, you're not a golf fan, but I also saw Tiger Woods, Mike Tyson. Like, so being a part of the greatness of these athletes. And witness them doing these things. That's the one thing sports fans get to say they witnessed and they saw. So
Barry Bonds.
And Barry Bonds in the home run chase, exactly. Like, getting a chance to see that for this generation of sports fan that's coming up, I actually think it's a cool thing because most people have lost respect for the running back. For the running back. I tweeted this out earlier. You know, Eric Dickerson holding on to a record and people saying, you know what? If it was my record, I wouldn't want anybody to break it either. Why? Because you think somehow you're going to be stripped of your greatness? He's Eric freaking Dickerson. He's in the Hall of Fame. AED. There's no other place to go, buddy. I'm sorry, you holding the record does not enhance your greatness as a player. And if somebody breaks the record, it does not diminish how great you were as a player. What it does is move the position forward, and that's what you're supposed to be about. As someone who was a dominant running back, you should want to see this passed on to the next generation. Stop thinking about yourself, because you didn't win a championship, and that's what you're saying to yourself. I didn't win a Super Bowl, so I got this rushing record. Let me have this. Dude, you're Eric Dickerson. You're in the Hall of Fame. Get over it.
Actually, I would say that Saquon chasing the record, people have talked more about Eric Dickerson for the last month than they have talked about Eric Dickerson for the last 10 years.
But that's what he wants.
Right.
No, he wants when people get close to it, he gets brought back up.
Right.
That's
why
I'm saying it's an insecurity thing.
Sure.
You're worried about whether or not people are going to forget about you. Nobody's going to forget about you, E.D.
It's like the 72 Dolphins.
Yeah.
It's
why they pop champagne every year, because they feel like they think they're still relevant. But guess what, Spike? They aren't.
Right. The only time they're
nobody views the 72 Dolphins as the greatest football team ever. No one does. As a matter of fact, they may be the 10th greatest football team ever.
Jack, are they better than the 2024 Eagles?
I would take this Eagles team, Spike.
Clay,
if you go player for player?
Oh, man. Who's
Bob Greasy?
Oh, get out of here. Although, I mean, Greasy in this offense? These receivers?
Clay in Kansas City. You're on WIP. What's up, Clay?
Hey, guys. First time in my life I'm reluctantly agreeing with Spike.
There we go.
Finally, somebody.
First time for everything.
But I will say, you guys are doing a good job, because there's arguments to be made on both sides.
Yeah.
There really are. I will say this, though. The one thing that I haven't heard anybody mention, if I'm the Giants, I don't let him break the record against us. And I mean, I put 9 and 10 guys in the box. And I say,
is Joe Shane going out there playing linebacker? Why should it?
Well, yeah, but Spike, you know, schematically, though, look at what the Redskins did. Schematically, especially if Hurst doesn't play, I mean, they can load the box with 9 guys and say, you're not running the ball on it.
That's what Dallas did yesterday, and how'd that work out?
Well, yeah, I mean, I hear you. But in the second half, Saquon didn't really go off until the second half. I mean, I'm just saying, like, and I will also say this. I hear what you're saying about Lane, but Lane's got – I love Lane. He's a Hall of Famer. But what is he, 32? 33?
34.
I mean, 34. I know Lane wants to be out there, but – well, I might think about putting Fred Johnson out there if you decide you're going to go for it. Because, boy, Lane twists his ankle. We're trying to make up for what happened 2 years ago when that thing was stolen from us.
Listen, I understand everybody feels like we're on the cusp. And you don't want anything to mess up. I get that. I understand the fear. I'm not going to act as if that's not a real thing. Right? Because everybody says, we got a good team, and I don't want to mess it up, and we got a chance to win the Super Bowl. I understand. You do realize, though, that's not guaranteed.
Totally. But I will also say this. If you give me a choice between resting like the offensive lineman or the skill guys, I'll rest the offensive lineman because, Mike, you play, you know. I mean, those guys get chopped up down there. Jalen Carter should not play in this game, in my mind. He should not play. Neither should Josh Sweat. And Bond should not play either, because that's where the injuries happen, is in and around the line. So, I mean, that's my take, guys. But either way, I'll accept it. If he plays, boy, I hope he gets it fast so we can get him out of the game. You guys have a great new year.
You too. And you know what? If he ends up playing, I will be both excited and terrified on Sunday. Like, I want – if he plays, I want him to break the record. And, yes, I want it to happen in a quarter. I hope the Giants dive out of the way and let him get
it. I want to see that vision. Yeah. The visual of them moving out of the way.
You know what I want to see if that happens? A live cam on Eric Dickerson.
Yeah. You know what he's going to
– I agree.
He'll end up being like – what's his name?
Gastineau.
Gastineau. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what's sad. That was – yeah.
215-592.
Sack exchange.
By the way, Ike, you mentioned this before the show, and we're not on the rest of the week. And honestly, thank God.
See, I told you.
Yeah, you took an hour and a half
of
knowing
beating on me and calling me
what
weak
soft?
And scared.
What are you man up a little bit.
Told you, you don't want to do this for 5 days.
No. And you know me. I love this stuff.
Yeah.
But, man, this one, you can see it in my eyes. The life is draining out of my eyes.
No, like, you'll break at 5:50. Yeah. That's usually when you break.
Yes, he could get hurt walking out of the bathroom.
Wait till Brandon comes in and, like, man, I hope we do go for it.
Yeah.
Makes you know,
BG's definitely going to say
for
go for
sure.
It.
You think
now,
so?
Oh, yes.
Where's Elliot at?
Elliot wants to go for it
because he's a record, he's accomplishments guy.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a.
This means so much.
Yeah, yeah.
There's well, a parade.
He was an MVP guy.
He was an Embiid
guy. I'm making all of the Saquon record people become you have to be an Embiid MVP person.
Guy,
that is the agreement.
I'm with
here.
You on that.
Bobby in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Bobby?
Okay, 40 years.
Yes,
that's two generations. Two generations of time that have passed since that record, okay? You have one time in your lifespan as a running back to even get close. And he was lucky enough and talented enough to get there. And for anybody to say he shouldn't play, right, there's something wrong with that. I can understand he can get hurt, but that's the nature of the game for a running back. That's why their career is so short. So for him to be lucky enough, strong enough, agile enough, right, and talented enough to get close and be denied to play that game to break that record, something's wrong with that. Now, getting to the Super Bowl, I can understand that, but it's going to take three games to get there. It's going to take three games to get there to win it. So if we don't play him and then all of a sudden they get beat one of the playoff games, right, that's the biggest blow to this man in his whole career. His whole career is about being strong, sustaining his goal, and keep doing it. How many running backs have been that close? Eight running backs in the whole thing to get 2,000 yards? Eight running backs in over what? 40 years?
Yeah.
And you're saying don't play this man? And this man's, his job is to gain yards and run with the ball. That's his job. And guess what? I don't care what nobody, even him. If they tell him we're not playing you, right, on Sunday, that's going to kill him.
No, he will be fine. He'll be fine. Bobby, I'm sure he'll be disappointed to a certain extent, but I also think Saquon is the kind of guy who would understand and respect the decision.
Saquon ain't going to say nothing, but being the fact that he's a running back, been through hell with New York, and finally got with this team and found out he found a home, and plus he found a home where he grew up at, and then tell him we're not going to play you because we're scared of getting hurt. Okay, he's going to be the team player, but inside it's going to kill him because he got a chance to do it so close. And that's the thing I'm saying, because we can get in the first playoff game and lose.
It's true.
So you got to take your chances with this man. He's so close.
It's
you
so
can't
funny,
deny him
Bobby. Bobby, everyone is telling me that they're not even scared of playing Detroit in Detroit. That we're marching to the Super Bowl. But today, when we're talking about the Saquon record, all of a sudden, we could lose in the first round to Washington or Green Bay.
We could have lost him in the first game of the season.
But we didn't.
Yep.
That's the chance you take as a running back. But this man is geared to take the hurt, and I'm quite sure he's been banged up all season.
Well, then by all means, run him 25 times on Sunday. He's been banged up all season. Then let's just beat him in the dust.
That's the nature of the position. A running back, Scott, not only got to be good and talented, he's got to be able to take the shots, the pains, the hits.
Do you think, Bobby, when they signed him?
Let me tell you something.
When they signed him, do you think that they expected him to get 400 touches this year as a 27-year-old running back who had been injured two previous times, who played on the MetLife Stadium turf his whole career? Do you think they expected to have him have 400 touches this year?
No.
Okay.
But here's the thing I'm saying. You got to understand this. He's a running back. His mind of being a running back is to take the blows, get around these linebackers, and gain yards. That's what he does for a living. And for him to get that close to being immortal, and you're going to deny him that shot? Because like I said before, it's more chances odd-wise of him breaking that record Sunday than them getting to the Super Bowl. And anybody that says not, there's something wrong with him.
That's true. He's right about that, Spike.
He is right.
You know,
odds are he's going to break that record. Even if it takes to the fourth quarter to get it.
Oh, yeah.
But the bottom line is,
hopefully
they're not
we get
guaranteed
overtime.
To make the Super Bowl, even though they look good, because guess what? Who thought we would lose to Washington?
Bobby, last question. Last question here.
Okay,
so we obviously could lose in the first round of the playoffs, blah, blah, blah. How would you feel if Saquon breaks the record, we lose in the first round of the playoffs, and then next year another running back breaks Saquon's record?
Well, guess what? That's the nature of the beast.
Mm.
But at least he had a shot.
Okay.
At doing what he had to do. Because guess what? Once you're going in the books as the top running back in the history of the game, and somebody breaks your record, so what? But at least he got to the top, because guess what? He's 101 yards away.
Yes.
He may not never get that chance again.
Mm-hmm.
In his career.
Yeah, he's not getting this close to the record again.
You play ball.
Yeah, listen, I know it.
You played.
He's going to run for 630 yards next year because we're running him into dust.
It's one game.
How about this? The funny thing about the ED record, right?
Yeah.
He's already 34 rushing attempts less than Eric Dickerson had that
year.
Right,
yeah. But by the way,
it's a full game already.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that Eric Dickerson ran that many times in 16 games, by the way. It just shows the difference in the era as well.
Well, hold on. Also, you know why he did that, right? He was trying to break the record.
That year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The Rams didn't have anything to play for.
They're 10-6.
I'm trying to remember. Who was the quarterback at that time?
Was that Ferragamo? You don't know Vince Ferragamo.
I was going to say Jaws, but it was not Jaws.
That was not Jaws, man.
No. It must have been right after Jaws, right? Because Jaws
got here in what, 78, 79?
Yeah, 78, 79.
Oh, right. Jaws was with the Rams before us. Right. All right. Coming up next.
Man, ED made me. I already wanted Saquon to break the record, but Eric, I got to quit saying ED because those initials stand for something else.
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
The second time I said it, I caught myself.
Yeah, well, yeah. Blue Chews are.
Yes, I know. They're big on the
stage. I need to see the package.
Yeah, John Johnson has been in the afternoons, I've heard.
Yep.
But Eric Dickerson, until he started just openly hating on Saquon to get the record, like, he made me want Saquon to break the record even more.
I actually agree with you there. You're turning me on that
point.
Yeah,
he's supposed to be the guy that's saying, yes, break the record. I'm here rooting for him to break the record. I want to see the next generation of running backs break the record. He's supposed to be graceful as an older running back that's looking down the guys who looked up to him. I hate what he's doing. He makes it bad for all of us old heads. We can't be around here hating on the young guys, man.
If Saquon plays on Sunday, he should wear the goggles just to taunt Eric Dickerson.
He should.
All right.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Wouldn't that be? 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles play Saquon on Sunday? Coming up next, we will talk to Donovan McNabb about what he thinks, and talk about the quarterback play. He saw some pretty good quarterback play yesterday.
Yeah. Sure did.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's a quarterback factory.
Who'd have thought? This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.